After presenting the idea to the county council Wednesday, Jasper said he will take it to the Snyderville Planning Commission at their April 22nd meeting for review, though it is not required to get an approval from the Planning Commission. Jasper said he came up with the idea after hearing concerns from Jacob Boyer, president and CEO of Boyer Development. County Development Director Pat Putt said currently if a new tenant is interested in building in the park, they have to submit a detailed plan to the Tech Parks Design Review Committee, followed by a sketch plan and final site plan approval.
Oftentimes there's been an issue where, well, this potential business or industry doesn't want to go through the incredible cost to develop a comprehensive plan, only to find out from the planning staff or the planning commission that the use is inappropriate.
Putt said the county manager will be presented with a proposed use and he can consult with several people.
There would be a narrative developed that describes the use in specific. That use would go to the county manager. The county manager would review the nature of that use, compare it against the uses both allowed and conditional in the development agreement. He can seek input from his staff, planning department, engineering. He has the ability to seek input from the planning commission as well. Mm-hmm. When he makes that determination just simply says this use is consistent with the uses that have been approved on the land use table.
He said the manager's decision can be appealed to the council, and an appeal can be made by anybody from the developer to a member of the public. Dave Thomas, the county's chief civil attorney, said the change is an administrative amendment, not a substantive amendment to the development agreement. The latter would require going to a public review. However, resident Chris Head said he thinks the proposal is outrageous. He did say Boyer's concern is understandable, but the amendment, he said, is setting up a new process with no public input. He also said it should be in writing.
I object to the process that's being proposed, or lack thereof, I would say, and suggest that a document be issued by Mr. Jasper or Pat Puck or any combination of the two of them and present to the appropriate entities, and I suggest that it should be presented to the Planning Commission first and then a recommendation from the Planning Commission to the Council. And I think this can be expedited. You know, I think there's probably a sense of urgency by Boyer to move things along to see if they have any kind of a viable project.
Council Member Chris Robinson said in this kind of situation he'd rather err on the side of getting more public input.
There have been times when we've had things work through the Planning Commission and they haven't been public hearings, but they've been meeting with a developer, you know, for a long time. The audience is there listening, but they're not allowed to comment, and it creates anxiety because the public doesn't feel like they're being heard, and that, like, there's this freight train going this way, and people are on the sides of it trying to have some input in the direction the train's going, but it just keeps going. And so I'm always a fan of, even if the policy doesn't require, if you can do it with an administrative amendment, if you could follow, you know, even though maybe that in the four corners of the document it's clearly administrative, err on the side of more public input, more public involvement.
County Council Member Chris Robinson. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.